frying pan or skillet or whatever, and they would not wash it.
My husband's grandmother's like that.
Yeah, right.
And guess who ended up with the skillet? It's filthy.
Look.
Did you ever see one that had legs on it? Like a, well, it'd be a cast iron, then, I guess, that had legs on it.
Not a skillet, but I have seen a pot, a cast iron pot that has little feet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you just call it a pot? Did you ever call it anything else?
Well, it's deep. It's not, it wasn't one that we used in our family. It's something that we picked up along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I never used it for cooking purposes.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I didn't put our flour into.
Right, yeah.
My husband uses it to wash out paintbrushes and so forth.
Did people ever keep a container in the kitchen where they kept, put, you know, leftover food and they take it out later and give it to the pigs or whatever if they had pigs?
Yeah.
What do they call that?
Slop bucket.
No, that's just a pot.
No. What is a bucket usually made of?
Aluminum, I suppose. A bucket.
Uh-huh.
It can be made out of many things.
Okay.
A sink.
What
a product called sink.
Yeah.
And aluminum and stainless steel.
Yeah.
There are some enamel.
What if it was plastic? Would you still call it a bucket?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's modern.
Yeah. Well, your best dishes are made out of...
China.
Okay. Did you ever see an egg made out of that stuff?
Yes.
What did you call it?
A China egg.
Okay. What'd you use it for?
They can... just the ordinary China egg can be used as a nest egg.
Which...
Now, if you're referring to the decorated ones, they use them... Easter. You're referring to the nest egg type.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They use them to entice the chicken to lay in that nest.
Get with it, chicken. Let's see. Oh,
I don't think you can fool them, though.
You don't think they're fooled, huh?
No.
Grandpa did
that
all the time.
Grandpa Roach.
Grandpa
Roach.
He had those glass
eggs. Did he? I don't
recall
that. Well,
yeah.
Maybe so.
Did I ask you about pencils? Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
I said we used wire and cedar posts. Around chicken pens, we used a chicken.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the smaller wire, which is called chicken wire.
Mm-hmm. Did you use barbed wire?
Well, we use barbed wire fences on our farm now.
Uh-huh.
But the place I lived, we never had that much fencing.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And they were always small lots. Town lots, and we didn't have barbed wire fences, but out on our farm that we have now, we have cattle, and we do have barbed wire fences.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When you say you had a wire fence, is it like barbed wire, but just not without, but without the barbs?
No. It's a mesh.
Oh, a mesh. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. What, was it like a square mesh, or?
Some come, well, it's not square, it's more of an oblong.
Uh-huh.
And, the mesh is closer together at the bottom, usually, than at the top. Now, you can get all types of fencing,
mm-hmm.
wire fencing.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it is closer together and a smaller mesh at the bottom than at the top.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any kind of wooden fences?
Picket fence?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How big were the pickets, I guess you call them? Were they, like, tall or...
I think you can buy, you could get those in different heights, probably 3 to 4 feet or maybe even higher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall.
Okay. I'm going to stop this thing for just a second. What it was. Now I have to figure out where to go from here.
Hmm. Oh, you don't want to be on tape anymore. I know what's wrong.
You can certainly say. Tell me some creeks that are around here.